Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there, what's up? Thank you for tuning in to Side Hustle School. In today's episode, a caller from New York City becomes well known for posting drawings and paintings to an Instagram account during pandemic lockdowns. And now he's wondering, how can he monetize the attention he's received? Great question. We're going to look at it with perhaps a bit of a contrarian answer. Also, we are looking for new stories. We are looking for new stories of people to feature here on the podcast. Our listeners are very loyal. Thank you, listeners. We often hear really cool reports of how the businesses we featured have received more customers or some other supporter connection after being featured. So if you know someone with a side hustle or a small business that brings in at least $500 a month while they're also working a full-time job, we would love to know about them too. So on the website, there's a form you can access, sidehustleschool.com/get featured. And get featured is two words with a dash, so get-featured. If that's you, fill out the form. If it's someone you know, send them the link. And as I said, we're always looking for new stories. We would love to feature more people. All right, that question from a New York City artist and my answer coming up after this quick thank you to our sponsor.
Hi, Chris. This is Matt from New York. When the city shut down in 2020, I started posting drawings and paintings to an Instagram account. They're the types of designs you might find on Threadless or designed by humans. They're street scenes based mostly on photos I've taken. I sold a few t-shirts over print-on-demand sites, but realized how tiny the margins are and how fierce the competition is. So recently I bought a domain, got a free trial with Shopify, and I'm setting up a store. It'll be mostly clothing, but also some wall art and notebooks and things like that. What are the best ways to drive people to the site? Facebook and Google ads, blogging about the stories behind the items, building an email list? This is my big question, I think, because just putting a form on the site and creating opt-in offers with ads are one thing, but how can I find leads to build a cold email list the way you would in, like, B2B sales? I realize this is a multi-pronged question, but I figured that you'd be able to boil it down to its essence and offer some strategies that go beyond the most basic. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate your help with this and enjoy the show.
Matt, what's up? Good to hear from you. I appreciate the challenge, boil it down to its essence, et cetera. So I do have some thoughts here. And since you're a New Yorker, I hope you don't mind if I'll be a little bit direct, just in the hopes of getting us something helpful. So let's start with the good news. You know, good news is the art is really cool. Like, listeners, checking out his website, mylockdownsketchbook.com, you know, beautiful art. It's really awesome. So as for driving traffic to the site, well, first things first, you know, listeners, go check it out, mylockdownsketchbook.com. However, that's the good news. You know, the other news, let's say, is that you really can't market art in the same way you would another consumer product. You know, using some of those strategies you mentioned, you know, I just recently worked on this story about something that is a shower handle, like a shower attachment handle. It's called the Rinseroo. We did a story about it. So not to compare your art to a shower attachment handle, but, you know, we are talking about things for sale. So Lockdown Sketchbook, to me, it seems kind of like a moment in time. You know, it's a project. Like, you're going to work on many projects throughout your life. And, you know, some projects will be that moment in time. Then you go on to start another project. I think, you know, if you want it to be more instantly marketable, it has to be more shareable. Because when I look at the art, I'm like, oh, this is pretty awesome. I'm not necessarily going to tell the world about it, except here on this podcast. I'm not necessarily going to make a purchase. So if you want it to be more commercially appealing, you might have to make some different artistic choices. And of course, I don't want to make those choices for you. You know, you should make whatever art you want to make. I also don't want to discourage you, but I think it's better to know this going in and ask yourself, like, is this really where you want to focus? You know, if you're trying to make money, or might there be another iteration of this idea? Or do you want to do this with the goal of, you know, making some money, but not necessarily your future, you know, retirement plan or whatever? So that's my two cents. Again, the work is really great. So let us know what you decide and we can go from there. All right, listeners, if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them along with updates from other listeners as they launch and grow their projects. Thanks so much. This is Chris Guillebeau for Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.